channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Yes, sir. We are about to enlighten you peeps, okay? So, Lisa Matthews speaking, and we had a technical glitch with Blog Talk Radio of last week, so... And this week, their direct connect button does not work, so I have my cell phone. Maybe the audio is not going to be that great, but who cares? You get what you pay for. I'm just kidding. But anyway, so what we are going to discuss is how, and this is very confusing for a lot of people, including me, how free will dovetails into spiritual contracts. How does that happen? I mean, you know, you got your spiritual contract, but your next door neighbor does this and throws you off course, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll talk about that. And then Eric, of course, will take questions from listeners. Now, Raylene Nuanez was going to be the medium today, but she lives in Denver, so there's a huge snowstorm there. So we are so honored to have Kim Voigt and all her awesomeness. So thank you so much for coming in as a relief pitcher, Kim. I really am grateful to you.
You're very welcome.
Hello, Eric. I love you so much.
And he was trying to beat you to it. He was saying, I love you, Mom, while you were saying it. So, yeah.
All right, so before we start, I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Be thankful for what you have. Be grateful for what you have. Because if you're not, then life can be miserable. And as my husband, you know, very often says to my kids, sometimes to me, he says, if you're not happy, lower your expectations. It's so true. You got this reality at one level, expectation at another level, and the gap between those two, he calls the misery gap. I think, it's brilliant. Anyway, so take it away, Eric and Kim.
Well, and Eric is just saying, and Mom, Dad's right, and he was saying gratitude is really the key to keeping your heart open. He just wanted to pop in with that and tell everybody happy Thanksgiving from him as well. So he's saying, so talking about spiritual contracts, what he's saying is, in reality, all spiritual contracts are made to support you in achieving your goals and finding your purpose and that type of thing. And so he says they're all made with that design. Now, within that design, though, you have what you would look at as encouragement and what you would look at as something that's discouraging in your spiritual goals. But those people, you know, as we've already talked about, the contract is they're there to remind you to push your buttons in that. And he's saying what can sometimes kind of happen is when one person has fulfilled their end of the contract, say they've grown spiritually, come into the, whatever level of understanding they were going to, and the other person still keeps wanting to play it out. He said that can be a little tricky.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I can imagine. Mm-hmm. Okay, go on. That's not all you got. Don't be holding.
No. So he says, like, so the neighbor that's bugging the crap out of you, eventually what it is when you keep raising your vibration and working on your issues, just, you know, he's saying it's almost like, you know, like you tell your kids, you know, if you don't react, they'll stop. When you stop energetically reacting, a lot of times the whole picture will change. You know, and if not, sometimes you have to take steps and move away from people. He's kind of going into, like, relationships. And this is a common thing. You know, when I knew I was switching with Raylene, I kind of checked in with him a little bit. I was telling him a common thing I see is in relationships, especially in like, a spiritual community where, and usually it's more the woman where she goes on a spiritual path. And,
right,
you know, like a husband and a wife situation, and the husband's real grounded and stuck in his ways. And what Eric's saying is, that was how that was supposed to be, because a lot of times the one on the spiritual path will get real ungrounded and will kind of go off. And because if you're not grounded, you're not fulfilling your spiritual work. You're not doing your work. And so he said it was a lot of times it was the man's job to be the grounded one until the point that the wife, if it was, you know, husband and wife, that situation, until she was ready, you know, to hold her own grounding, to be spiritual and grounded at the same time. And so she says, and so then, or he says, then the, you know, the it can cause discord within the marriage or the relationship because one's grown and one refuses to grow with the other one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and there's free will. Nobody has to, you know, that's what he's saying. That's the thing. Our expectations of other people have free will, and nobody has to fulfill what you want them to fulfill.
So what do you do if you have found out that your spiritual contract is, I don't know, to find a cure for diabetes, but in high school, you know, you just flunk out. So, you know, that's free will. It's just like messing with you because, or, you know, or whatever. You get a DWI and then no university is going to, you know, accept you.
Hey,
I mean,
well,
you
know,
can think of your own
saying,
example, of course.
Right. He's saying, you know, a lot of times those situations that present themselves are there, present themselves for a reason, to show us where we are and to show us, you know, like something like a DWI, to show us where we really are getting off the track. You know, and, you know, a situation like that, he's saying, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. The person would eventually be able to find a way to work through it and attain their goals, but they would get waylaid for a while.
Okay. So basically,
that's where they were,
like,
migrationally.
Yeah. It sounds like basically there's a starting point and there's a goal. And there's all sorts of little squiggly lines that get from that starting point to the goal. And it may be the sink route. It may be the straight line. It may be another sink route, but still you get there. And the main thing to take away is that all the experiences you have along the way to the goal, the end of the contract, you know, are valuable.
Maybe
I don't know what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
well, what he's saying is, no, he's saying that's right. And he's saying, you know, if along the way you miss it or you ignore it or you go, you know, you stray away from it, the universe just keeps bringing it back to you, and next time it's louder, and next time it's louder, and next time it's louder.
Yeah.
Until you finally get it.
Yeah, I've heard,
you know,
that. Tammy DeMersa was here a few weeks ago, and she talked about how it's like a clock, and at 1 o'clock, it gets there, they're going to lop you with a feather. Then the next time it's going to be, you know, a little, you know, plastic hammer. And then the next time it's going to be, you know, a ping ball hammer, whatever you call it. I can't remember. And then the next time it's going to be a fucking freaking sledgehammer. Eric, quit making me say this, okay? Bad boy. I'm going to put you in timeout. But, and then eventually, you know,
he's laughing at you.
Keep hammering you until you get it. Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, and while you were saying that, he said, you know, an example you could give is somebody, you know, say in a job situation, it starts out, you're not happy. You're recognizing you're not fulfilling your goals. You're not living up to your potential there. And so you get these inklings. Then pretty soon you have little things start happening at work. Maybe, you know, problems with other people or with customers or something. All these little situations.
Yeah.
And it'll keep building. And if you haven't taken the initiative, because say you're supposed to go to another company and strike out on your own or something, but you haven't taken the initiative to do it, well, guess what's going to happen? You're going to get tired or laid off. The universe is going to take care of it for you, and then you're forced to. So he says that's the kind of thing that will help. So he's saying it's really important not to miss those signs and those nudgings, to really follow your heart.
Yeah. Any other advice on how to deal with the fact that your spiritual contract might be derailed by free will, either your own or that of others?
He's just saying to really just, number one, meditate so that you're in alignment and place yourself in the right place at the right time. Follow synchronicities, you know, the advice he always gives. And he's saying if there is a person in your life that's just a thorn in your side and constantly trying to derail you, those are sometimes those people that you just have to have really firm boundaries with if you can't cut them out of your life. Obviously, if it's a sister or a mother or something, you can't necessarily cut them out of your life, but you can.
Yeah, you can. I've done that. I've done that before with my one of my sisters who stole a bunch of money. But that's another story for another day. More than that. It wasn't just about the money. So, wow, interesting. So, any other advice? I mean, what if we do? How often do we derail our own self from our spiritual journey or contract?
Well, what he's saying, he's telling me ways to recognize when you are not on your following your spiritual path. He's saying it would be a situation where things just are not working out. You know, you
give an example.
If you were talking about that job situation, you send them a resume and lose it three times. You get there for the interview and the person called in sick and they didn't bother to notify you of it. It would be like little hints like that that you just really couldn't miss. He says just pay attention to those things. When they're not working out or if they're causing you anxiety or that kind of thing, then you're going to know you're not on the right path. This is not the right avenue. He says you just got to check in and trust your feelings.
Yeah. So is there any value to doing a regression to between lives like Robert Schwartz does, where you regress to the time where you were at the planning table, and Grace is one of the people that Jamie Butler, Trans Channel, that does that kind of job. Like, okay, you sure you want this shit on your plate? I don't know about this. So do you think it's valuable for people to be regressed to that point to find out what the heck they planned and why?
It is. It's very valuable. And Eric's saying, yes, it helps to be able to it provides understanding and clarity for why you're going through things and eventually leads to acceptance of that. He says, those kind of regression therapies, there's, incoming soul. I've done that with people, too, where you regress them back to the planning stages. It was very interesting. I had one man who was coming. He was adopted into a family where the mother was schizophrenic, and so there were a lot of problems with that, and he didn't understand why he did that. So, in what he found out was, that was because he was a teacher. And he wanted to experience that so that he would be able to better help his students and recognize when they were having problems at home. And so he chose that experience.
That's brave.
Keep people at peace for those things that they just can't make peace with, Eric's saying.
So what if people can't afford? You guys get a pencil and paper because I'm about to tell you how to get in touch with Kim. So go on with your bad stuff. Go get the pencil and paper. But what if people can't afford to get a session from Robert Schwartz or you or anybody else to figure out what they planned in the in-between lives setting?
You know, there are, and I haven't tried this yet. I've seen a past life regression, and you could kind of give your own suggestions in it on the internet, on YouTube.
Right.
But, you know, there's also group things. I know I'm not familiar with other ones, but I know, like, just on Facebook, we do group kind of things all the time. And that, like our next one we're doing where we meet our spirit guides, that kind of thing.
Cool.
And that is one of the things that we do sometimes as a group where we'll go to the planning stages. So that's always
option
too. Just look for those group things that do those kind of things, because those are pretty inexpensive.
That's awesome. And so you guys go to Embody, which is E-M, B as in Lisa, M as in Medus, B as in boy, O-D-Y, and then dash L-I-G-H-T, light. .com. Check her out, because she does singing bowls. She does, oh my God, so many things, you know, quantum sessions, et cetera. So she's actually superb. Okay, so is it kind of cheating to, like, find out what your spiritual contract is? Like, it's like, oh my God, I'm going to read the cliff notes, so I'm going to back grade on my term paper. Is it like that?
Well, I'm asking Eric, and he's saying no, because he's saying, first of all, your spirit, you know, your own individual spirit would not allow you to know something that would cause you to stop doing what you're doing on your path. It would not, it'll only give you the information in increments.
Oh, that makes total sense.
So that you fulfill all the steps that you need to. So he says, no, not really. But he said, that's mainly for somebody who's just really wanting clarification.
Ah, okay. Anything else you want to add, Eric, before we take calls from listeners?
Oh, he just said he wanted to tell you he loves you again.
I love you so much.
He's getting kind of cute there.
That's so short. Go to Instagram, look at my new haircut. She has a face under
it.
It's kind of like whatever, wrinkly, but it's okay. It's like the one that I did in my, photos in 2017 for they make you do author photos, Simon Schuster, whatever. All right, so I want to take some calls, but I would like to start out with what seems to be an international caller, because, you know, I saw him before. Because it's not cheap to sit there and hold on. Oh, here we go, All right. Hi there. How are you doing?
Hello. How are you doing, guys?
Hi. Good. Where are you calling from? And who are you?
I'm Raph. I come from Portugal, but I'm in London right now.
Wait, what's your first name? I recognize you.
Can you hear me, guys?
Yes.
Yep.
I recognize your voice.
I just wanted to ask
Raph?
Eric. Just give me a second. I'm sorry. I just wanted to ask Eric.
I remember you.
A couple of days, and then it just suddenly goes down. And for a very long time, a lot of days, I feel like it's just unpleasant. And even though I try to process it, even though I try to, you know, just think it out, feel it out, I just take my time.
Yeah.
It seems like there's nothing I can do. It just stays unpleasant for a very long time. And basically, I was just wondering if Eric has something to say that's not just going to feed into my ego, that can help me.
Oh, I missed the very first part that you said. Can you repeat that so I can give you your answer a little more completely?
That sometimes I have really good times, but they're very short, like a couple of days, when I feel like everything is going my way and I feel really good. And then suddenly I know that after I have a good time, I'm going to have a low time for a very, very long time, at least a couple of weeks.
That sounds like you're expecting it. Like, I know that, blah, blah, blah. It's like an expectation. It's like, okay, this ain't going to last
forever.
I'm going to enjoy it while I can.
You know, it's more like experience. I know it's going to happen because it's happened a thousand times before, no matter what I do.
Okay.
I'm wondering if it's meant to be or if I can do something that's going to sort of like prolong the good times and minimize the low times.
Okay.
Great question.
So what Eric is saying, it's because you are going through the ascension process. And so you're able to hold more light in your body. When you do that, then it brings up the old stuff that you haven't cleared or released yet. So he's telling you to stick with it and just keep he's saying it'll get where you have longer and longer periods of time where you hold more energy. And so he's talking about, you know, taking care of your body, getting the fluids you need, the rest that you need, making sure you're eating good, balanced, high vibrational foods, and he says eventually it's gonna keep shifting where you hold it for longer and longer periods. He's saying your spiritual practices, if you could do things like yoga and meditation and that kind of thing, that's gonna help you to hold it for longer too. He says you're not the only one going through this; many people are.
Oh, this is so annoying, man, because it stays there for no matter what I do. It stays there in that low and pleasant vibration for a long time, no matter how much effort I try to, like how much time I take to process it. It just stays down. When it's up, it's up.
Why
when
is
it's
that?
Down, it's like,
why is that, Eric?
There's nothing
why
I can do
that?
About it. That's how I feel.
No, you can't. Of course you can do something about it. And see, that's your that is low vibrational energy that will make it very difficult to get anywhere because it's so dense. So, Eric, what can you do from a practical standpoint? Like step A, step B, step C, what can you do?
To be honest, understanding it would be a really cool thing, like trying to understand, because intellectually I think I've absorbed everything that's there to absorb. Like I know everything. It's just something, I don't know. Is it meant to be like this? That's the question.
No, it's not. Okay, so Eric is saying there's something you need to surrender, something you need to release, something you're holding on to.
Ooh,
it keeps coming up for you over and over again.
What is
it?
You're not giving me exactly what it is.
I have a lot of tension in my jaw for some reason. It came up after the last peak where I felt good. Now I have a lot of tension in my jaw. That's something that used to happen before.
So what's that from?
A lot of people hold tension in their jaw. He's talking about if you can do this, if you can get to somebody who does energy work and massage, it'll help you to get some of these memories and these things out of your body. It'll help you to move them out quicker is what he's saying.
So it's energy. So it's old energy, old patterns that I need to let
go
of.
Old energy. They just got it.
Other life thing that is happening here. And I don't know if it involves his jaw or if the jaw is just, you know, holy, but there's something that tells me that it's another life that is making this happen, that is cutting him off, that's preventing him from staying in a joyful state. But maybe
and it's like that for many of us. It's these things from other lives that we come in to clear, take back our power or whatever to set the situation right that we come into. So it is very similar to what you're going through now. It would feel the same.
Okay.
Well, does he need
he's telling me, hang in there, but get some body work if you can.
Okay.
What about the Grinsberg method, Eric? That body work, Grinsberg, G-R-I-N-B-E-R-G. That's amazing. I mean, Grinsberg. Method. Look into that, but do you think he needs to go through a past life regression? Would that help or no?
He could work on it either either with what presents in this life or go into it and look at it from the past life. He's saying
Neil,
either with
work. What's the number one thing he needs to do? Because there's so many options, you know?
Good one.
He's talking about your adrenals.
I'm practical. Yeah.
You go
what
into
now?
Adrenal fatigues. Adrenals. His adrenal.
Oh.
Adrenal.
So things, foods that nourish your adrenal gland.
So basically,
and maybe energy work.
Okay, go ahead.
Energy work to balance your energies.
Okay, so just to close it, I'd just like to know if this pattern that I've seen all my life repeating over and over again, is it something that's actually going to improve, like something that I can, that I will be able to feel that's improving a lot, or is it just a pattern that's going to repeat and repeat itself unless I do something about it?
That's probably up to you.
You do need to do your spiritual work, and it'll stop repeating.
Oh,
that's what Eric
is
saying.
Oh, okay.
Surrender
okay.
Whatever it is you're still holding. He's saying there's something that just, it's like a little
irritation
that comes
to?
Up for you.
Yeah,
I,
you know?
If he tells me he's going to break it, he can't tell me.
Well, okay, so are
you
sure you can't tell him? Eric, you can't tell him what that thing he, is that he needs to let go of?
It's probably validation or something to do with rejection from people trying to
well,
get validation from people. Be myself, probably expressing
Ruff,
myself.
Don't
probably
put words
that.
In his mouth. Ruff. Don't
he
put
just,
words in his mouth.
You know what?
Let's see.
He just Eric said he just answered his own question with the job pain and expressing himself and a fear of expressing himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
All right.
Probably
and validation.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Validate
All
yourself.
Right.
You don't need validation
All
from
right.
anybody else. You know
okay.
who you are, he says. Okay.
Thank you, guys. I don't want to clog this up anymore. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Oh,
you're
thank
welcome.
You so
Bye-bye.
Much for calling in. Bye.
That's all right.
He's, I want to take him because, you know, he is long distance. Up. All right, we got one from 301 area code. Oh, my God, I clicked twice, I guess. There we go. 301 error code, how you doing?
Hello?
Anybody? Hi, how are you?
Can you hear me?
Well, yeah. No. I can't hear you at all. Speak up. I'm just kidding.
How are you, Lisa?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's so nice talking to you. So happy.
Nice talking to you, too. I got a new haircut, so I feel all
I saw it. You look beautiful. I love your new haircut. I comment
oh,
in,
you saw
in your
Instagram.
Post.
Oh, my
You're
God.
You're beautiful. You look
that,
wonderful.
I wish they had real, like, you know how to, airbrush photos? Why can't you do that to my actual face? Anyway, go ahead.
You are
I don't
so
want to take
funny.
Any more
you
time.
You crack me up all the time. Thank you for that. You make my
You bet, sweetie.
Thank you, honey. I'm calling. My name is Marcella, and I'm calling. I talked to you before about my father. My father passed away like 2 weeks ago, and I don't
know
how he's doing.
So sorry.
I want to be sure that he grows over, and I want to say hi, Eric. How are you, sweetie?
Baby, what is your father's name?
Vicente Leyva. I'm from
Vicente
Chile, originally
Leyva.
From
what?
Chile.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Hi, Eddie. How are you, sweet pie?
And Eric is saying hi, and he's saying your dad, he's He keeps telling me he's like in the intake process.
Did he grow
taller?
I mean, is he still around here? Say that again. Is he still on Earth or he crossed over? He's in back home.
No, he's crossed over. He's on the other side with Eric. He's in the intake process, learning what's going on. But he's able to check in with you guys and see you guys. And Eric says that he wants to learn, and Eric's telling me he's going to take him under his wing. He wants to learn how to be able to communicate with you guys.
Oh,
that's
awesome.
How to give you little signs and stuff that he's there. Harrison, yeah, I feel like you guys are seeing some signs already. You're kind of
I
wondering about
are you? I wasn't. Look, I wasn't very close to him because they were divorced with my mother, and he used to live back in Chile, and this happens two weeks ago. So I wasn't there. I haven't been too much in touch with him, but I mean, he's still my father. He brought me to this world, you know. So I'm still scared about him, and I want to see. I want to be sure that he crossed over because he was in surgery when he crossed over.
He wasn't what?
He was what?
In surgery. He was having surgery.
Oh, he was having surgery. Oh, yes. He passed right over. Eric's saying no problems there.
No problems there. So he's
so
okay.
He's happy?
He's happy. Yeah.
What message? Does he have a message for her?
That he has a message for me? Yeah.
Yes.
He, you know, as they all say, he loves you very much. And he's making me feel like from his side of the veil that he is going to be able to make, because he couldn't make the impact he wanted in your life while he was alive, he's going to be able to be making more of an impact from the other side. He'll be with you, and you'll be seeing him. You know, you'll be knowing he's around.
Let me ask you very fast. I'm a person that I can see energies with my own eyes, and I can see earth with my own eyes sometimes. And that time that he passed, I start seeing. I went outside to have a cigarette, and I saw this. It was not black, but it's like not dark. I don't want to say dark, but it was a shadow surrounding me. And I'm looking at it, and I say, I don't know. I don't know if it was him that he was around. I don't know if it was somebody else because I'm used to having so many spirits around me. The problem is that I can't hear them.
Mm-hmm. Eric is saying no, that was definitely him.
That was him?
That was definitely him. That was definitely your dad.
Eric
was
her father. The dad.
Her father. Yes, her dad.
Can I ask one question to Eric?
Yes,
sure. Eric, I see you sometimes as a little blue light when I talk to you. Oh. Is that you? I mean, I used to see you more often before. I guess I'm making you sick with all my questions. Sometimes I talk to him. I talk to my mom, of course, too, but I can't see Eric. I know sometimes he comes with a little blue light because after I talk to him, he appears and he opens.
Yeah, that is him. That's him. You're seeing his energy. That's what the blue light is. He said he's not bringing a blue light. You're just picking up on his energy.
Oh, his energy. And I'm saying, how do I know when it's my mother? I'm always asking, Mom, can I see your energy? But I see so many of them, but they don't have the name. You know, they doesn't have like, this is Mom, this is Dad, this is Eric. So
no,
I had to guess.
You can learn to sense this, you know, sense. But look, before we go on to the next person, Eric, do you have a crush on her? I'm getting that.
You have what, honey?
I just saw him blushing.
Oh, my God.
Little,
you know what? I love your son so much. In so many ways.
I feel it. I feel his crush on you.
I have a crush on him first because he is so handsome. I mean, you make him so perfect. You cook him so well, Elisa.
It was such hard work. God dang.
He was handsome from when he was little because I always see his pictures.
Yeah.
And I always say,
oh, beautiful.
Eric, you're so handsome, baby. You're so handsome.
Oh.
Your mommy make you so beautiful.
I'm sorry, I'm just being so honest with you. the photograph of him as a child that Matea made
into a
portrait was so beautiful when he's like, I don't know, six or seven.
All your childs are very beautiful,
darling.
But Eric is just amazing. He had something from inside out.
Those eyes.
I see his eyes and I see his soul. It's amazing. That's how he got me. Tell him
that
I love him deeply inside, and thank you for being in my life. in my family's life and for helping me.
He wanted to answer your question.
Is she in the same soul family? Because there's some connection I'm feeling here.
I'm very connected with him, yeah.
So, Eric, is that true?
I don't get that, but I get they're very close, like friends, like spirit friends. Like they've been together in lifetimes as interacting in each other's life. That's what I get. But
he told me that I travel out of my body very often. He said, you travel out of your body very often, and I know I have been with him. Can he tell me if I have been with him and with my mom, of course, my family?
Yes, okay, you have been. So, wanted to answer your question, though. The way to recognize whose energy it is by the personality. He says the personality never changes. So that's how you'll know who it is.
Do I have to feel it in my body?
You'll feel it. You'll know it. You'll sense it.
Yeah.
In your heart. Yeah, in your heart.
Yeah, in my heart. So have I been up? Because you say that I travel very often. For me, it's very easy to ask. I don't know if it's after travel, but I come out of my body a lot, he told me. But I never ask him. I have been with him or with my mom when I come out. I guess I can do anything that I want when I come out of my body because I know
of course.
Do it. I can feel it.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you much for calling
in. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm so happy to talk to you guys.
Oh, we're happy to talk to you
guys.
You guys
made my day.
Oh, you made ours. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so hungry for turkey right now. Gosh.
All right, so we'll take one from the 205 area code. Hey there, what's up?
Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm fine. How are you? And who are you? You sweet thing.
I'm fine. Thank you. My name is Patricia. I'm a first time caller. And,
hi, Patricia.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. I guess I just want to know. I guess I want to know what do you pick up? What Eric pick up for me as far as nursing school is coming to it, the end of the semester, and I have been struggling some, and I just want to know: am I going to successfully complete this semester? And I've been out of a relationship for about 22 months, and my ex contact me trying to give it a second go around. And I'm wondering.
So, what is the main thing this sweet woman needs to hear right now? Because there's a lot there. There's a lot there right now.
He's saying the school is gonna, the energy is very strong. He says keep working at it. You're gonna do okay. And when you started talking about the person coming back into your life and you're wondering if it's a good thing, he said watch the signs. You're either getting signs or you've gotten them. He's saying watch the signs. Like, have you seen synchronicities, that kind of thing?
Well, we were around each other maybe about a week ago, and I will say yes. I mean, I really we enjoyed each other, but that's it.
Why did you break up in the first place?
You
don't have to answer that if you don't want to, but it might help Eric. He already knows, but whatever.
Yeah, it was 2 years, almost 2 years ago, and it was infidelity.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. They just can't keep the snake in the pants, man. Okay, so what do you, can you trust him?
Okay.
I mean, Eric, is he to be trusted?
I'm getting that totally. That's why he said watch the signs.
and you're going to know. But he's also saying, I'm getting that this guy really cares for you.
Yeah.
And that he's listening to his higher self.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so he is listening to his higher self, but he's saying there is a good chance. But then the next thing he comes up with is forgive him and clear all your energy around that past situation, so that there's no energy, loose energy there to recreate that, to keep it kindled.
I'm getting that Eric can possibly guide him to, you know, to ride the straight and narrow, guide him to being the kind of person that you deserve. Is that true?
Yes. But what he is saying is if she can forgive him for his past indiscretion, that's going to help him so that he does not play that role out. But Eric is still saying, watch the signs.
Nice.
You're going to know. But he's making me feel like this guy is really, like he's really trying to, I don't know, turn his life around, if that's the right word, but he's really trying to do the right thing now.
Good for him. Nobody's
he's really listening to his higher self.
And I didn't quite hear when you asked, can he be trusted? Did he say yes or did he say no? I somehow didn't hear that part.
Eric went back and forth on that.
Okay.
He's saying that he's trying, that he's really listening to his higher self and trying. And what he's Eric will help him. And for you to do any forgiveness work, there is in that. You know, telling me this is involving another person, so I can't really say how the other person will definitely go, but it looks good. But he's telling you just to watch the signs, and you're going to know.
Couples
he says
therapy
you absolutely
help?
Will know.
Yeah. Will couples therapy help at all?
He's not making me feel like that's really needed at this point.
Okay. We'll go on to the next caller. Thank you so much for calling in, sweetie. And good luck to you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you both so much for taking my call. Thank you
much.
And
welcome.
Same to
you
both. Happy Thanksgiving.
You're the best, girl.
Thank you.
You're the best. Bye. Okay, see, we got somebody. The next caller is from the 480 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good. What you got for our boy?
Huh?
You have a question for Eric?
Oh, yes. I was wondering, do you see me finding a job soon, or do you see me getting a job next year?
Good one.
I heard early next year.
Ooh.
Really?
Is the
application out where it's supposed to be?
Okay,
the job that I'm supposed to work with next year, do they already have this application, or is it recommended that I keep on putting them out?
Yeah, that's good.
I got that you've already applied for it.
So it's out there already.
So is it like the one
I've
already, did I already work with them before? Did I work with them before, or is it going to be a brand new company?
A stronger possibility, the one you worked with them before. That's where I got the strong answer. That's where he says yes.
Okay.
But, you know, free will, just like we talked about, free will and spiritual contracts, they dovetail in weird ways.
Okay, thank you so
much,
Carly.
I'm not even trying to force anything anymore. I'm trying to force
no.
anything.
Yeah,
Carly,
go ahead and keep putting applications out, too, because you could get something even better coming along.
Yeah,
okay.
Free will,
sounds
babe.
Good.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
All right.
You could change your perspective and something else could line up tomorrow, he says. So.
Okay, darling. Have a
thank
happy Thanksgiving.
So much. You too.
Happy Thanksgiving.
In time. Oh, God. I'm so hungry for turkey right now. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And Lucas is going to bake a cheesecake. It's going to be good. Let's wait a minute. Hang on.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Oh, God. Okay. We got somebody here from the 416 area. I mean, 414 area code. Hi, Aaron. How are you doing? God,
hi,
I remember his number.
How you guys
isn't that
doing?
The craziest thing? He was next to the lineup, but I swear to freaking God, I know your number by heart. What does it say about me? Because I can't remember most of anything anymore. So
happy,
what the heck?
Well,
but go
we're connected
Aaron.
At the hip. Happy Thanksgiving,
oh God,
everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you. I was listening to a show about a guy who's been studied very deeply about his UFOs and his metaphysical experiences and alien encounters, I believe in North Carolina. And he was told by somebody in Washington to watch the Adjustment Bureau movie. And you guys are talking about free will. And that movie's amazing. And I wanted to know because that movie talks about free will too, and that I just watched it the other day for the first time, and it's kind of neat because it's the guy in Washington said this will give you the behind the scenes look of positive and negative influences in human beings, and the unseen forces that are around us. Is what does Eric think about that movie as sort of a guide?
He's saying it's very accurate. He says they really, it's difficult to capture spiritual concepts and bring them into languaging and pictures we can understand. And he says they did a really good job painting the picture there.
Well, good.
Wow.
And my last question is, what happened to my healing abilities for others as being in service to others? It just seems to be completely shut off. And I'm more in the mediumship phase, taking classes on clearing people, taking classes on mediumship, and the whole conduit to healing people from a distance or up close, gone. Don't know why.
Wow. So what's that all about?
Well, first he's saying it's natural when you were focusing elsewhere that would kind of dwindle a little bit. But he's saying it's not lost and it's not gone at all. But he's making me feel like there's something you've learned that has made you put a block on that. Like
so what is that, Eric?
It feels like, okay, so it's like you're being taught how to be a medium and it's being stressed about protecting yourself and that are you like doing shielding or that kind of thing by protecting yourself?
Yeah. Yes, like
you're
overprotecting
yourself and you blocked it. You overprotected and blocked it. That's what he's saying.
Okay, so I have to like put a tunnel in there somewhere.
Right, and you also have to realize the strength of your own power because. Somebody else was able to influence you that you needed to protect yourself when you were already protected. You were already doing it.
Okay.
So you gave your knowings away to somebody else who told you you were less than what you were in a very simple way of explaining it.
I kind of felt that, so thank you for validating
me,
guys.
It wasn't that the person you were working with didn't know what they were doing. They're just used to working with people who are maybe at a little bit of a lower vibrational understanding, and so they need more protection. That same thing happened to me once, too. This lady told me how I had to do this and that to protect myself, and I went to try to go and do a channeling. It's like, I'm blocked. Oh, my God. What happened?
That sucks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So that's
all right,
how it is.
Thanks for calling in. Happy
Thank
Turkey
you,
Day.
Happy
you
Turkey Day.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Love you. Well, I really love his energy. He's so cute. I really think he's just adorable and very
yeah,
a lot of power
like
in that guy.
Yeah, he feels like a very fun
energy.
Yeah,
He has not really tapped into all the power he has. All right, we're going to take somebody from the 832 area code. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my call. But I just want to
say that. Are you from Houston? Are you
from
Houston?
I am.
Fellow Texan. The 832 area code. It's just, yeah, for sure.
I just want to say that Eric has changed my whole way of thinking about death and being, you know, up older in age. That's a good feeling. But thank
I
you
know.
Very much for what y'all do. Gosh, yes. What I wanted to ask this week is that I see a lot of synchronicities between my life and my son's life and my grandchildren's life. Just really, really similar. And I'm trying so hard to be on my soul contract, my life purpose. But when I see the synchronicities, I see we're doing the same thing, but what does that help me? I don't know what to do with it from there. Can Eric or does anybody see how can I work my life purpose into it? Can't be coincidence. It's just all too similar. We've all had deaths of children. It's just, there's too many. There's just too many, many things that are exactly alike that we were going through. And I don't know how I'm supposed to help. Obviously, it was for a reason.
It's like he's talking, it's about like almost like a soul group kind of contract thing where you guys came in as a soul group to experience the same things and support each other. So, you know, because if you go through the experience of a death of a child like Elisa did, well, nobody else can talk to her about that at the same level of understanding except for somebody else who's gone through that. So he's saying it's the same kind of thing with you guys. You all agreed to go through these trials, tribulations. He's saying there's been joy and there's been sorrow, and you guys have all experienced it together. He said you're like a team. You came in like a team. And that's why there's so many synchronicities.
Interesting.
I guess we're all trying to learn about grief this time. I don't know.
I know, God.
Would any of it tie into any kind of past lives we've had together? I mean, I guess obviously we're going as a group, but anything? Did they see anything specific that would relate to this one? I just kind of feel lost in my purpose here, besides support, obviously.
He's talking about that this lifetime, you guys, and I'm not really getting specifically what it is, but that you cleared up a lot of old family ancestral patterns and that, and that those that have passed, you guys have done your work, you guys have are fulfilling your end of it. You're doing, it's like you're doing Akashic record work. The others that you have lost, they didn't make it. They weren't able to fulfill their part of the Akashic record work. You guys were strong together, and that's what he's basically saying. You really held that vision strongly, and you guys are supporting each other, and you're doing the work, and you're getting it done. It just may not appear like it right now.
Yeah. I know grief can do that. You don't feel like anything's getting done, but. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Thanks for everything y'all are doing. It's really helpful to all of us that are struggling. Well, thank y'all.
I'm there in the foxholes with you, girl, okay? I struggle every day. So I get it. I get you. And I get all of you guys. You know, life is not that easy. I mean, they'll give us a cliff notes. God dang it, I wish they did. But you know, it's like there is beauty in every struggle, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a hardship you're going through, like, for example, me with you know, my horrible childhood of abuse, then you need to seek the value in that. Like for me, I found out that I was so lucky to have that happen to me because it made me learn to be assertive, nurturing, and compassionate. It made me a better mother. So that's, you know, then I could say, okay, I'm not a victim. This is what doctor in my lap. This is the awesome stuff I got from it. And I'm so grateful for it. I'm so grateful. And then you let it go. Same thing with Eric's death. Mm-hmm. What did I get out of that? And, you know, it was horrible. Of course, worse than it happened to you, a human being. But yet, it, you know, look at what's happened. I mean, I have learned so much about spirituality, about survival of consciousness, and so many things. And also the wonderful fact that I know that my son still lives on. So if you have a struggle in your life, I would love for you to get a piece of paper and a pen or pencil and write down every bit of value there is in that so that you can say, hell yeah, I got this. I'm grateful for it. And then thank you, adversity, and let it go. All right, guys, happy Thanksgiving. You guys check out Kimberly at inbody-light.com, which I will definitely put in the YouTube, but EMBODY-light, like a light bulb, .com, the light that she is. Thank you so much, Kim, for coming in when Raylene
you
was,
are welcome.
You know, Noah,
and
under,
Eric,
I
loved
so appreciate
you,
it.
Loved you, loved you. You
oh,
are very
God,
welcome.
I love you more. I love
and
you more.
And
he said,
tell that lady things are going to start getting better. I would love
yeah.
to. It's going to be warm by you.
Yeah.
I think I'll be snowed
Hi,
in.
Hi, Derek. You joined us at the table, right? I love you.
He said, I'll be there. He's. I love you, love you, love you. He says, Mom, bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. I love all of you. Bye.
Thank you
so much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.